Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we were taught that the pastor is to be evangelistic, both in the pulpit and in his personal witnessing. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The pastor is to be first partaker of the fruit, 1 Corinthians tells us in chapter 9. But the command, then, is the pastor is a witness. He's to do it from the pulpit. He's to do it personally in speaking to people's souls. But let us consider these following two passages. First of all, Philippians 3:10. There, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, the apostle writes, that I may know him. Know him? I mean, the apostle Paul says that I may know him after he's been stoned and left for dead, three times beaten with rods, five times receiving 39 stripes from the Roman whip, being in the deep a night and a day, been in perils of robbers and thieves. All that he suffered, being in prisons and chains, all that for the name of Christ, and he says that I may know him. You see, there's such a greater intimacy that one can have with God. And as much as knowledge as the apostle had, he knew that there was an ocean full, a world full of more knowledge of God, that he would not even attain all of it in this life. He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You see, and the power of his resurrection means that we die to the flesh and we're risen to walk in newness of life. And we say, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And then the fellowship, the partnership of his sufferings, following his Holy Spirit and his lead, we'll find that the afflictions will come, being made conformable unto his death, being somebody who for the righteous good cause of the Word of God and its holiness have the hatred of man. And they want to stop your ministry because it's God's ministry. Most of the times it's religious people trying it. But my friend, you stay true. That's when you're more like Jesus. Pastor, I point the finger at me as well as yourself and say, yes, we must be an example to the flock. Do the work of an evangelist. We must watch for what tries to get in, sin and false doctrine. And we must endure the afflictions as a result. The next passage is 2 Corinthians 5:10-11. For we must all, it's all who are saved, appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Pastor, do the work of an evangelist. Now, an example that I want to point out is the example of Lot. The Bible calls him a righteous man in the New Testament. And I find that interesting because if the New Testament hadn't said that, I would have just assumed that he was in hell. But he's called a righteous man. But Jesus said, if Sodom had seen and heard the things that Capernaum did, they would have repented. But my friend, Sodom had no Bible. And along with that, they had a saved man who was worldly or cowardly and did not witness the gospel, even to his own family. And my friend, we see what happened to Sodom. But then there was a Noah who was a preacher of righteousness also, and he preached the word. Well, we say only 8 people got saved because there was only 8 on the ark. There could have been some saved during that 120 years that he preached and had died before the flood. But nonetheless, he stayed true. It wasn't about how many got saved. It was preaching the word. Lot's not in Hebrews 11's faith, what we call the Faith Hall of Fame, but Noah sure is. We must finish the job. Pastors, don't quit. Stay true to the word. We aren't to build the church with rock concerts, comedians, drama, and sentimental thoughts and psychology. We are to fulfill the 3 steps of the Great Commission, as seen in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 21. And the first step of that is do the work of an evangelist. People need to know they are sinners. But they also need to know that where sin abounded, grace does much more abound. And Christ can save any sinner who will come to Him. Because there's so little preaching today on sin and naming it, society has convinced men that most things are not sin. And God simply smiles at it. As watchmen, we are to be a witness. Now, all are to witness, pastor included, because sheep begat sheep. Pastor, you're to be a lamb, not a wolf, not a goat. We need to have sheep and more sheep. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Now, the last command in this verse for the pastor is to make full proof of his ministry. Every servant of God in every generation, regardless of the call, is summoned by God to fulfill his ministry to the end. So don't quit. Many times I'll see college students come home and they decided, I don't know if that was God's call or not. No. Listen, God called you to college. He called you to finish the job. Finish the job. Finish the job. He called you to go to that Christian college. You go to it unless it has turned from God and it's now gone the liberal ways. And yes, you turn from it, but you go to a Christian college where God would have to go and you finish the job. Don't quit. So again, we are to watch. We're to endure afflictions. Pastors, we do the work of an evangelist, but we are also to make full proof of our ministry. Put it to the test that we've stuck with it. Make sure it's genuine. You know, the lexicon defines to fulfill thoroughly. When he says to make full proof of the ministry of thy ministry. And so we are to fulfill this thing thoroughly, which implies continued action. And when the Holy Spirit of God is in control, there are no hours of idleness, no trait of laziness, no misplaced priorities, and especially in the end, no regret as you hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Ministry is the same word for deacon. It means errand runner. Thy ministry, then, is your God-called duty to carry out for God, making full proof, to finish the job completely that God has given you to do. That's simply what it means. We need to finish the job, pastors, as preachers. Now, that takes us on into the next passage. Now, I've been told people no longer listen to preaching. Well, friend, we're not to preach because people listen. We preach because we are under orders to preach from God. Now, as we go on into verses 6 and 8, we see the pastor has a military command to preach the word. He will give an account before the Lord at his appearing. He is commanded to reprove, to rebuke, exhort. That's how he is to preach. That's where God said, you're to preach by reproving, rebuking, and exhorting with all long-suffering and doctrine. He is to do it in season and out of season. There will be out of seasons when they will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears and be turned unto fables. And even though men are this way in the last days, preachers are given an imperative command to endure the afflictions, to ever watch for the enemy that seeks to infiltrate the local church and corrupt it, to do the work of an evangelist. My friend, witness the gospel and make full proof of thy ministry. This, then, is the instruction to Timothy and all pastors who follow God's word. And each preacher will give an account. So this is the baton being passed down to pastors of local churches in the relay race of life. For each preacher, the record will be recapped and rewarded. But it's recapped and rewarded accordingly. And since that is true, let me remind you, preachers, and remind the people of the church, obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account. They may do it with joy, and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Yes, the preacher's going to be asked, did he preach this? And if you were supposed to be at that church and you weren't, you're still accountable for it. Just because you laid out and decided not to go to church doesn't mean that you're unaccountable. God has put you there. That's where God wants you. You're accountable. So you better hear, especially in this day when we have recorded messages and you can go back and hear the message. You're accountable. But the pastor's also accountable that he preached. Now, there is a need to be ready, because we could depart at any time. Now look at verse 6 here in 2 Timothy chapter 4. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Now, rapture or death, we're all going sometime.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.